Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
These are uncertain economic times in Central Appalachia. It seems like new coal layoffs are announced somewhere in the region almost every week, and many communities are struggling. Along the Clinch River in southwest Virginia, though, some folks are hoping the river itself will help them find a new economic base. WMMT's Rich Kirby has this report.
My name's David Sutherland. I am the mayor here in Cleveland, Virginia, in beautiful southwest Virginia.
Cleveland is a small town on the banks of the Clinch River in Russell County, Virginia. We were gathered in the Town Recreation Center last May, about 40 people called together by the Clinch River Valley Initiative, or CURVY, a coalition of individuals and groups working to develop a beautiful but distressed area of southwest Virginia. The town of Cleveland is certainly distressed, but working hard to make things better.
Back in the 40s, it was a larger town. They had a car lot here, a hardware store, a hotel. But with the diminishing of the coal mines, and now that they're pretty much all gone, we're down to trying to change our direction and go to maybe something along the line of ecotourism.
Look ahead for a year. If things go well, what do you hope to have accomplished a year from now?
Well, a year from now, I would like to see that. I think if we get the state park in, it will be a real big help to get people from not only southwest Virginia, but, you know, all the way around over here to enjoy the river, enjoy the trails that we have that we're going to be offering here in Cleveland, as well as the ones that been put in St. Paul and the ATV trails in St. Paul. So, you know, we're hoping that we'll all be able to work together along the Clinch for everybody to benefit from this.
Cleveland had applied to the federal government for a community development grant. We had come to town to hear what folks planned to do if the grant came through. Much of the work behind the application came from Todd Christensen of the State Department of Housing and Community Development. Part of his job is deciding where an investment of public money would make the most sense, and he liked what he saw in Cleveland.
Cleveland's traditionally been a coal mining oriented and timbering related community, and it's gone into a great decline. There's a real need to, they've lost a very substantial amount of their population, and they've lost most of the downtown businesses. There's a number of abandoned commercial buildings along the Clinch River that have been flooded. But because of the Clinch River initiative, we took a different look at Cleveland than in the past. We were just kind of looking at how can we rehab the houses and how could we possibly do some of the downtown, but there's nothing really to build on. But looking at it from the Clinch River, all of a sudden, when we came, a group of us from the Clinch River Initiative came and walked around town, said, oh my God, this isn't a blighting commercial area. It's a mile-long riverfront. There's a mile riverfront in this town. And it's just it's like looking at one of those pictures where if you look at it one way, it's two vases. If you look at it another way, it's two women. Well, we're looking at Cleveland from the building aspect, and everybody was trying to just frustrated in what we could do. But when you looked at it from the Clinch River, all of a sudden, this is a town with enormous potential and enormous assets. And the biggest asset is the people here are really dedicated to the future. Instead of living in the past or bemoaning the fate of the community, they're energized. They had an election a couple of years ago where a very progressive group of people got together. They cleaned up the river. Instead of asking somebody else for help, they did it themselves, which impressed people from the outside, and I know me especially. And when you see a community that shows by example that they want to do something with their community, it makes a big, huge difference in attracting investment from the outside.
After the meeting, it was time for show and tell. One group took off on a float down the river. Another group took a walking tour of town, led by the town clerk, Kathy Johnson, and Debbie Milton of the Cumberland Plateau Planning District.
Now, this building is owned by Holiday, and there was a gentleman that lived upstairs, but they've agreed to let the town purchase the building through block grant funds and take the building down. So that's one of them that's going to be demolished. So
this brick, not this one, but the one up, all of these would be gone and just be like an open area. Because once you take something down in an area like this, it's flood zones.
And it's, we're going to put a green space in here. Mm-hmm. The town is going to just, we're going to have it graded, and they're just going to have it grass all the way to the river. It's going to be beautiful. Going to have some picnic tables and that sort of thing.
It used to be a pretty hopping little store, from big old grocery store. Something's my understanding. It used to be the Music and Smith grocery store. That used to be, there used to be some railroad houses here. Railroad still owns that. They took that down. Let's see. The house will leave, you know. But we want to, it's in good shape. It's a private dwelling. So, you know, we'll just have a park around instead of these buildings that are falling down. But we'd like to take and do a river trail that would come from the campground and bring a bridge like right across here somewhere. In this area, then you can go on into downtown up to the Barrens, or you can stay on the river trail and go down to the park.
Just be a pedestrian bridge.
So. Mm-hmm. Just a little crossing. Yeah,
they get traffic
launch here and things. It's like I said, it's a really nice access down to the river in this area.
There aren't many towns that have a river running right in the middle of it. So.
Yeah.
In June came the news everyone was waiting for. The community development grant was approved. This week, we visited Town Clerk Kathy Johnson to see how things look today.
You know, to be honest, we had a lot of negativity. You know, you guys, you're wasting your time. You're not going to get the funding. But now that we've gotten the funding, there's a lot more, you know, response from the community. People start to get excited. So, you know, we hope that that'll carry on. Maybe we can get some more volunteers. You know, we do a lot of, we've got the Cleveland Tourism Committee. We've cleaned up the creek here, you know, parts of the creek. We got like 1,400 pounds of trash out of just a quarter mile section of our creek one day. I couldn't believe it. It's crazy. So, but the more people we can get to help, the better off we're going to be. So, you know, it is a beautiful little place. It just needs some work. So,
Cleveland's project will create a riverfront park, build trails, and fund low-interest loans for new businesses. Kathy Johnson sees it as part of a regional effort which includes the plan for a Clinch River State Park. The park, which has been approved but not yet funded, would be a linear park with units in a number of communities up and down the river.
You know, especially if we get the state park, this is going to be a great place to come, you know, hiking, biking, camping, the whole nine yards. The whole thing is we'd like to start in Tazewell and go all the way to the state line that you could stop in every little town, you know, and do a two-week vacation and see something different every day. I mean, I think it'll benefit not just Cleveland, but the whole area, you know. And that's something we need here with mining going down, you know. It's just getting a lot of reason for people to come right now to this area. So, you know, we hope we're giving them a reason to want to come here.
Well, we have a nice small little community, and if no one's ever been to Cleveland, they need to get out for a Saturday or Sunday ride and come on through. And if you come through during the week, if you got any suggestions, you can stop at Town Hall there, and we listen to everybody and try to accommodate to whatever degree we can to help anybody out.
David Sutherland, Mayor of Cleveland, Virginia. Reporting for WMMT, I'm Rich Kirby.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.